Having a killer consulting resume is no longer optional. It's a must in today's tough market. Set yourself apart from the pack with a management consultant resume edit. You'll get your resume edited by a former McKinsey, Bain, or BCG consultant. They'll go through every word, line, and bullet on your resume to ensure it tells your unique story in the most compelling way possible. Get your edit today at the link in this episode's show notes.
When someone comes to us for resume advice, they don't just want any resume advice, they want the best. And the best in the consulting industry is a McKinsey resume. I'm excited today to talk through the insights that we've gained from editing over 10,000 resumes in our process of helping people break into consulting. And we don't just edit for any firm, we always edit to the gold standard, which is the McKinsey resume standard. Today, I'm gonna break down what makes a McKinsey resume, what they're looking for in the resume review process, and how you can build the perfect resume for McKinsey. Let's dive in. Number one, Harvard isn't enough. When you went to high school, the general saying was being valedictorian isn't enough, because across America and across the world, being number one in your class, there's too many people to fit into the Harvards and the Princetons and the Yales of the world. So being valedictorian in high school isn't enough. Well, in college, going to Harvard isn't enough. And actually, it's important for you to know that it's not where you went to school, but how you did when you were there that matters. And probably more importantly, how you communicate it. Let me explain. First of all, if you went to Harvard and you got a 2.3 GPA, I'm not going to bring you into McKinsey. But if you went to Penn State and you got a 3.8 GPA, you're in my target range. So your GPA at the school that you went to matters a lot. Number two, you need to have demonstrated leadership ability and selected leadership amongst your peers, i.e. you need to be voted in for something, whether it's a scholarship, an award, a president of a society, or something like that. They want to see that you're the kind of person that is not just a leader, but recognized as a leader amongst your peers. Number three, if you won impressive awards and scholarships, we're talking national awards, named awards, monetary awards, those should always be highlighted on your resume. It's shocking to me how many people's resumes we get that will even just name a scholarship, assuming that everybody reading the resume would know it, but not how big it was, how many people were selected for it, how prestigious it was at the university. That was one of the key insights for me when I was applying to McKinsey, because I had a good GPA, I'd gone to a good school, but I was a couple of years out of school and I didn't have great brand name experience on my resume. One of the first things my McKinsey friend asked me was, what is the most prestigious scholarship that you won while you were in an undergrad? And it was very easy for me to think about it. I knew exactly what it was. She said, is it on your resume? I said, yes. She said, did you describe it? I said, no. And so figuring that out was a key to unlocking my opportunity at McKinsey. Finally, and this one is becoming more important as school brands are changing and people are entering the consulting space even without school opportunities. It's how you broke into brand name firms. Brand name firms have rigorous interviewing processes. If you got an interview and a job at Google, whether you went to college or not, they will assume at McKinsey that you are probably the kind of person that they would like to interview too. There is a peer group of large international firms. Let's think of it as the Fortune 1000 that are public, and then other firms that are private that are of that same size. Those are the firms that run together, hang together, and spend their time working with one another. If you've worked for one of the peer firms, you're good enough for McKinsey. So think about that. If you feel like consulting isn't immediately accessible to you, but you have other options on the table and you are equally interested in multiple choices, pick the brand names. Those build your resume in a way that will distinguish you from others. In summary, go to Harvard. But Harvard's not enough. Go anywhere that you want to. In fact, McKinsey hired from over 370 different universities across the globe in the last 12 months. So you have an opportunity to come from anywhere and make it into McKinsey, but you've got to make sure that your resume shows your stuff. Let's talk a little bit more about what a great McKinsey resume looks like. Make sure that you demonstrate your ability to drive an impact. A lot of people tell a resume story that is a glorified job description, what they did, not why it mattered. And our resume rewriting process involves clarifying for somebody how what you did made a difference. And that key link is important to tell in the format of a car story. Car stories are context, action, and results. And you can actually use any one of those pieces in any order when you're writing a resume bullet. But if any of the pieces are missing, we can the bullet altogether. Or we take a stab at it and we say, hey, this is what we think this bullet should say. We send it back to the person who's applying to McKinsey, and then they send it back to us with additional information. So that car story, context, action, results, all three of those pieces together will really highlight not just what you did, but what impact it made for the organizations that you worked with.
Looking for consulting firms that are hiring can be like trying to find a needle in a huge haystack. That's why we're excited to tell you about Palmtree, a leading M&A advisory and consulting firm that is looking for top talent across its U.S. offices in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, and Dallas. Palmtree is a firm that sits at the intersection of strategy, finance, and analytics. The firm looks like a traditional consulting firm from the outside, but it's much more than that, functioning as a one-stop shop to support private equity clients. Palmtree is the single source for financial consulting and investment banking. If you're looking to develop a unique skill set, receive world-class training, and work for a dynamic firm, apply to Palmtree today. Visit the careers page at palmtreellc.com or click on the link in this episode's show notes.
Each of your bullets should showcase skills and impact. So highlighting that you did something in Excel, that you wrote a code in Python, that you presented to a team of five people, what you did does matter, but then what they did with that information matters more. So use the context of the larger organizations that you've been a part of. If they took your five slides and made $1 million off of it, tell me that. If you presented to five people and one of them announced it in front of CNN, tell me that. So use the broader context of your organization to tell more impactful stories. Number three, make sure that you use numbers. One of our MC guidelines when we're working through any resume, McKinsey resume and more, is that every single bullet point on the resume has to have a number in it. Otherwise, it's out of here. Make sure that you are telling stories using numbers because they create vivid imagery. Saying, I presented to a leadership team and presented to a leadership team of seven people for 2 hours, that's a totally different visual. And it creates an opportunity for you to tell stories that engage your reader in your resume and make them want to read more. Number four, do not start out your resume with competencies or skills or an overview. Any of these things distill the power of a great McKinsey resume. McKinsey is to the point. They say that they're an answer-first firm. And the answer-first isn't, I can do Excel. They assume everybody can. The answer-first isn't, I've done a PMP certificate. If they want one for you, they'll buy one for you and they'll train you themselves. So McKinsey focuses on your experience that you've gained in other places as a proxy for how successful you've been in other environments. That matters way more to them than anything academic, any skill that you've acquired. So make sure that you're focusing on the right things when you're building your McKinsey resume. Number three, McKinsey staffs globally. Show the firm that you can handle it. McKinsey is a firm that expects that you're going to know what the price of butter is in Milan. I mean, not exactly, but they're going to expect that if they asked you a question like that, you could tie it back to information that you have, to travels that you've done, to places that you've seen, and to people that you've met. If everything that you talk about with McKinsey is aspirational, they'll feel like you're not ready for the big time. So you have to talk about places that you've gone, things that you've loved about those places, insights that you've gained from global experiences or travel, and the places that you want to go in the future. The international experience doesn't only have to be work experience. Sometimes you can do a study abroad program. Sometimes you can do an internship virtually, or you can work with multinational teams in any country that you're in. Having that international experience just shows that you're willing to go beyond the borders of your own understanding to go figure out what's right for an organization that's bigger than you. Number four, keep your format professional. McKinsey does not respond to colorful resumes, pictures on your resume, diagrammed resumes. You may have heard from some guru that that's the way to go, but they haven't helped the most people of anyone in the world break into McKinsey. We know what they're looking for, and it's classic. They're looking for serif fonts, clean format in 3 to 4 sections. Usually education, leadership, and experience are the 3 main ones with a personal section at the end. They're looking for 3 to 4 bullet points and balance across the resume. They're looking for it to say, this just walked out of Harvard Business School or Wharton Business School or Columbia Business School. This resume looks exactly like what I would expect from any top performer anywhere. No matter where you came from or how you want to tell your story, you can tell it any way you want anywhere else. But at McKinsey, tell the story the boring way and focus on the impact that you made and the things that make you specifically unique. Last but not least, if you're a junior, you're a generalist. If you're senior, you're a specialist. At McKinsey, as with many top firms, the specialists, the partners, have focused on either a key business problem, like supply chain improvements, or a key functional area in industry, like tech, for example, or automotive, or airlines, or financial services. Depending on the history that you have, if you're a senior level hire, you want to leverage that to break into McKinsey in that specialized way. But if you're a junior hire, you want to tell your story on your resume that demonstrates that you're willing to go into any environment and ideally different ones in order to solve problems. That generalist nature, not the specialist nature at the junior level, will help you win. Whereas the specialist nature at the senior level will also help you win. Knowing where you fit and what McKinsey expects is really the name of this game. We work with people that are in their second year of college all the way up through their second and third and fourth phases of their careers. If you don't know where you fit at McKinsey or how to tell your story, we would love to help. We can work with you one-on-one to explain what your background is, where the gaps are, and how you can fill them if you need to, and also how you build the best story for McKinsey in your applications. We would be honored to have the opportunity to work one-on-one with you. Thanks so much for listening today. Make sure that you're subscribed to the channel and join us for future content. Our expert team would love to help craft your McKinsey resume. Our custom resume editing package, and the link to that is in the show notes, will help you refine your document word by word, line by line, over 2 rounds of edits. Join over 10,000 people to tell your story in a way that is ready for McKinsey, but is also completely, specifically personal to you. If you've got questions about McKinsey, McKinsey interviews, about breaking into consulting or more, you can always email us, team@managementconsulted.com. And if you don't know this already, I'm going to tell you now, we need you to rate and subscribe to this channel, because if you do, you're going to hear more great content, but more importantly, you're going to help us beat the algorithm. And if you think this is some of the best content out there, like we work hard to put out for you, we would love for you to join us in celebrating what we do with a like, a listen, or a share. Thanks so much for joining.